And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Ah, by the way, living proof that I can do that without notes. Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm going to jump into this topic. And like I said, at the top of the hour, we'll have Matt Clark calling in. And then at 4 o'clock, we've got the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson both on the air with us. And right now, let's talk about this madness that we're seeing in women's sports. And I got to ask you, let's flip the script here too, all right? So the advocates who say, we don't have an advantage just because we're used to be men. They're deluding themselves. But the idea that they say we don't have an advantage, well, okay, how about this? Why don't we see more transgender men? In other words, chicks that now believe that they're dudes competing in dude sports. I mean, why not? What's stopping that? Maybe it's because they will get waxed. How about that? Maybe it's because they recognize the risks they run. Maybe it's because they also recognize that, you know, there actually is potentially some difference between the male and female anatomy. And if you were born biologically male, you don't need to be competing against women. In fact, you shouldn't. In fact, I would call it morally reprehensible. And the same would be true, though, if you are born a woman and now you believe that you're a man, you should not be competing in men's sports. If nothing else, for your own health. How long ago was that, Boomer? I keep bringing it up, but that transgender hockey league situation.
Oh,
that was
yes.
Like in December or something like that?
Yeah, it was before the new year. It was like end of November, December, maybe somewhere right in there.
Mm-hmm. And which was, by the way, a classic example, right?
Yes.
So we have the NHL sponsored transgender hockey league. They got their own hockey league. But they get on the ice. It's the Pinks playing the Blacks, if I'm not mistaken. That was their team names. And so the dude who calls himself a chick went up against the chick who calls herself a dude. And the chick who calls herself a dude got laid out on the ice unconscious. I mean, checked her up against the boards, knocked her cold, gave her a concussion, and she was out. I saw one just the other day, which is a few years old, actually. Oh, I just forgot the name of the guy, but this guy who now identifies as a woman doing mixed martial arts against actual women and literally cracked the skull of the woman he was competing against. Why is this? At what point is it going to take somebody dying before we stop this madness? Well, I know you saw it, but last week, Riley Gaines, the All-American NCAA swimmer, she was giving a speech at San Francisco State University. Well, note number one, she was in San Francisco. But she was at San Francisco State University as a part of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization. And she was giving a speech. And she was giving a speech about what it felt like for her as a NCAA All-American, one of the top female swimmers in the nation, having to compete against the one who calls himself Leah Thomas, the dude who now swims in chick sports, the one who is competing against women where he had been a moderately good swimmer in men's swimming events. Now he's switched over and he's breaking records in women's events. Go figure. Nonetheless, Riley Gaines had to compete against him, and she points out what a tragedy it was that there were, now she was able to stay up, but she actually lost several events to him. And she points out, though, that there are young women who have worked all their life who are getting knocked out of competitions, knocked out of the chance to be an All-American because they let a guy swim in the event, and it totally disrupted the entire flow. So she's giving her speech at San Francisco State, and I know most of y'all have seen this, but literally she is merely giving a speech, a well-reasoned speech. She wasn't inflammatory, but she was saying things they didn't want to hear. And a counter-protest started, which was put together by, what was the name of the group? A pro-trans group that calls themselves the San Francisco State University's Queer and Trans Resource Center. And they came out, and they came out hard. And a lot of times during her speech, they were trying to drown her out, you can figure. But the worst part was they bum-rushed her. They bum-rushed her, and she was assaulted. On the stage, there were several incidents where she was hit and pushed, and police had to grab her and escort her off the stage. They wound up getting out in the hallway. They couldn't get through the crowd. The crowd then blocked her into a room. The police put her in the room for her own safety and stayed there with her and had to call for backup because the activists were in the hallway barricading her in for 3 hours. Mr. Flight, home, all of it. This is ridiculous. So Fox News has one of those versions of the story. Former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines was barricaded in a room at San Francisco State University Thursday night after she was physically assaulted following a speech to students about saving women's sports. Her husband said he had brief conversations with her while she was barricaded in the room. In his words, he said, "She told me she was hit multiple times by a guy in a dress. He said, I was shaking. It made me so mad. It makes me sick to feel so helpless about it. She was under police protection, was still hit by a man wearing a dress." In Riley's words, her own words, the prisoners are running the asylum at San Francisco State University. Let me just go ahead and point out something, though. You would think that the university would be embarrassed. You would think they would issue a statement condemning these activities. They did not. They literally talked about how it is right for people to be able to protest. We need to be careful about how we handle this. It was just the most milquetoast. We don't want to upset the apple cart here, or they might come to our houses and do something. Response. Meanwhile, Riley Gaines says she's filing suit against the school, and good for her. But this isn't the only example. I mean, Riley Gaines' experience is not the only example. I told you about the hockey thing. I told you about the mixed martial arts thing. I got this one. Fox News has another story just last week. Those of you that follow the women's PGA, Brianna Gill won the Australian Women's Classic in New South Wales, Australia. Caused a bit of a stir because Brianna Gill is actually a dude. An Australian pro golfer playing on the Women's PGA Tour of Australasia, she needed a birdie at hole 18 to force a playoff, and she got just that. And she won the playoff to hoist the trophy up to be for the first time in her professional career. But backlash came, so much so they had to shut off the comments on the Twitter feed about the trophy. This is not the first time, by the way. There's another transgender playing on the women's circuit who won a mini tour in the U.S. just in 2021. Brianna Gill says, "Opposition to transgender women playing in female sports irritates me due to being based on societal stereotypes and not the actual facts and real athlete experiences." Again, flip the script. Why don't we see biological women competing in the men's tournaments? Why don't we see biological women competing in, I don't know, pick one, the National Hockey League? Mixed martial arts again? It goes on and on. And the idea that this is happening on our watch, the idea it's happening at all, I totally agree with Riley Gaines. The inmates are running the asylum. But it gets a little worse. It's not just a societal pressure thing. It's not just somebody caving into a woke agenda. The Biden administration is leading the charge on this. And I don't mean like a little bit. So story off the Daily Wire. We'll dissect it more when we get back with a top of the hour with our friend Matt Clark. But the Daily Wire has a piece. The Biden administration is now proposing actual changes to the interpretation of Title IX. This is another one of those moments when you recognize that the Biden administration could care less about the legal processes in this nation. They do not care a bit about the idea of whether or not there's actual a legislative action that should take place before something can become the law or be amended by law. They don't care whether the courts are going to rule something unconstitutional or a violation of existing law. They don't care. They're just going to go forward and do what they want to do by fiat, pure executive fiat. The Biden administration, it says, proposed new regulations on Thursday that would prohibit schools enforcing bans on trans-identifying males in girl sports. Really? Yes. How are they going to do this? What's their enforcement mechanism? They will withhold federal funding. And by the way, that can be as simple as it's a school that simply gets federal funding for free and reduced lunches for poor children. But hey, whoa, wait a minute. We don't care about feeding those poor kids if you won't let dudes play in chick sports. This is where we are. This is the madness that we are descending into right now. And I'm going to tell you, folks, we have to be ready to speak up, because if you think it's not going to happen here, well, guess what? It's there's a reason why we already passed one bill in our state legislature to ban K-12 cross-biological participation in sports. We don't have it yet in colleges. I'm telling you, we as conservatives have got to make sure that we are prepared to speak up, that we are prepared to call our legislators. And oh, by the way, don't think for a second that they still won't try to push it. Because the goal is to probe and to push and to poke and to make you uncomfortable and do what they can. The agenda is real, and they don't care whose life they try to get involved in, but what they never can get around is the Constitution. And we're going to have some people who are willing to stand up on their rights and say, this is not the way it works. You cannot, by executive fiat, just change the law. So we'll take a break right now. We'll come back from the break. When we do, I'll begin to introduce to you what it is the Biden administration is proposing to do, and then what else is happening out there in women's sports. Well, Megan Rapinoe showed up again. Who? Yeah, that's right, the soccer player. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, real quick look at the text lines. There's some good ones. Alex from Elkmont was asking me about whether or not there's ever been a UFC fight, you know, where a dude fights chicks. And I said, yeah, man, it's already happened. And he goes, I'm Googling it now. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it is ridiculous. Absolutely is. And by the way, he cracked her skull. Samah the truck driver, he texted in, he goes, I've never hit a woman before, but if you're a dude wearing a dress, you're fair game.
That's funny.
That is way too funny. What else we got? Oh, Brian from Huntsville just called me out on something I said. I said something about getting, you know, if the woman tries to compete in men's sports, she's very likely to get waxed. He said, did he just say waxed on transgender sports? what do you do, man? Sorry. Yeah, I guess I did say that. What else we got here real quick? I know I saw another one or two. Was it Mike from Athens? Yeah, Mike from Athens. It would be interesting to find out if any trans folks are on a scholarship at any colleges. Well, I'm almost positive that Leah Thomas was on scholarship. So, yeah, the swimmer who competed against Riley Gaines. I'm almost positive he was on scholarship while competing in the women's side of things. Oh, I got a caller on the line. I'll do that real quick. Is that Jeff Rowe from Indiana? Jeff, Indiana, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good today, Phil.
Well I'm glad you're doing real good.
I'm now the president of the United States. That's who I'm identifying as.
You identify.
I've got every bit as right to, yes, I've got every bit as much right to be mentally incompetent as anybody else in this country.
I'd like to identify as Elon Musk, or at least very least his accountant. How about that?
Well, you can if you want to. I mean, we got guys who can identify as women. We've got kids that can identify as animals and furries and stuff. I mean, you can be anything. You know, be all you. It's almost like the old Army commercial of be all you can be. You know, so if you want to be whatever you want to be, you're that. I mean, if I can, you know, if men can compete in women's sports and women can compete in men's sports, why can't I be president?
Well, you know what? I do believe we ought to start playing, was it Hail to the Chief when you come in on the show from now on?
Well, there you go. or they're coming to take me away, whichever is more appropriate.
Hey, Jeff, do you know up there where you live, Indiana, do y'all have any laws in place yet to prevent this from happening?
I'm not sure if we do or not. It wouldn't surprise me if we do or have or something is on the way, I imagine, because, we've got school choice in Indiana, so we're ahead of you on that part
of
it anyway.
Yeah, you are. All right, man. Well, listen, be safe. You driving today?
Oh, yeah. I'm running down this. If I could just figure out how to pick up all this gravel off the side of the road in Tennessee here, I could gravel a lot of places, you know it?
just open your own gravel sales company. All right, brother, be safe on the road, man. We'll talk to you. Well, so here's the thing. Megan Rapinoe, you remember her? The pink-haired activist women's soccer player on the national team.
Oh, yeah.
The one who refused to stand up for the national anthem. So she came out recently, like in the last couple of days. She's all for this. She believes there ought to be a ban on schools stopping trans participation in sports of the opposite sex. Just hey. Now, Megan Rapinoe is an athlete. Regardless of what you think about her, you know, her societal beliefs, she's an athlete, world class. I guarantee you. If now that her day has passed, but if I guarantee you, if she had a chance to go back to the women's national team and play again, and they said, and by the way, Cristiano Ronaldo says he identifies as a woman now, and we're going to put him on your team. I guarantee you she would not be comfortable with it. I guarantee you if she was on the field on the opposite team, had multiple players that were transgender dudes playing in chick soccer, she would not be for it. Oh, yeah, she's off the field now. Oh, it's all good when you're off the field, right? Well, it's not all good. Anyway, the Biden administration, what are they doing? Well, they're changing the laws. Changing the laws, just like literally just saying, you know what, we don't, courts, who needs a court? That's silly. Congress, who needs Congress to pass something that's silly? No, they'll just do it. So, yeah, the Biden administration's Title IX rules are being issued. And by the way, I believe we do have, according to the story I've got here on Fox, we have 30 days for public comment. How about this for comment? Anyway, the Education Department's Title IX rules state that schools that receive federal funding may not ban biological males in girls' sports wholesale, but they may exclude them on a case-by-case basis. Oh. Okay. That's like as nebulous as, I mean, can we just grasp at air here? Can we just like wave our hands in the clouds and watch it swirl around, but we can't actually grab it? That's what just happened. So the proposed rule recognizes that in some instances it says, particularly in competitive high school and college athletic environments, some schools may adopt policies that limit transgender students' participation. You think? However, the proposal would give the flexibility to develop their own participation policies. What? Sex-related criteria at schools that would limit or ban a trans-identified student from playing on the team of their preferred gender must meet two standards. First, it must relate to an important educational objective. Okay. Second, the criteria must minimize harm to the trans-identified student. Really? So it's not about, this is from the Daily Wire, by the way, it's not about the safety of the biological girls. It's about what it does to the transgender. High school girls have been injured, it points out, playing with trans-identified male. Like last year, here's another example. Last year in North Carolina, high school volleyball. A female high school volleyball player suffered severe trauma to her head and neck after a trans-identifying player spiked a volleyball at her head. This is going to wind up in someone getting really, really badly hurt. All right, you guys, listen, stay tuned. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I want to get the perspective of somebody who is an expert in the law. That'd be my friend Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty, how the Biden administration can just by fiat reinterpret the laws. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.